The idea of reparations has floated around for a very long time, since the end of the Civil War, actually. The idea of paying those freed slaves for their service, for their time, to make it equitable. And since that time, the conversation of reparations has ebbed and flowed. Until recently, it wasn't really much of a conversation, but out on the campaign trail, the Democrats trying to find something to hang their hat on to separate themselves, to differentiate themselves from the rest of the pack, some of those Democrats, like Kamala Harris, have brought up the idea of reparations, Cory Booker among those as well. But reparations, in my estimation, would be something that would completely divide the nation. The bill, nothing new. In fact, it was first put forth by Michigan's John Conyers, and it was called H.R. 40, the Commission to Study and Develop Reparation Proposals for African Americans Act. And yesterday on Capitol Hill, a committee convened a conversation on reparations. And as you can imagine, it is a volatile issue. It is a contentious issue. It is an emotional issue. And a young man stepped to the microphone, Coleman Hughes, a young man, an African-American, a writer, who says, I have always voted for Democrats. I am a Democrat, but reparations are wrong. And boy, you can sense how he has been, you know, put into the margin. He has been labeled. He has been thrown out, and if you will, thrown off the plantation of the Democrats because he did not toe the company line. What a mistake he made. It's bite number 13 to begin. Let's hear from Coleman Hughes. It's very well thought out, very well said, and very well articulated, bite 13.
I'm not saying that acknowledging history doesn't matter. It does. I'm saying there's a difference between acknowledging history and allowing history to distract us from the problems we face today. In 2008, the House of Representatives formally apologized for slavery and Jim Crow. In 2009, the Senate did the same. Black people don't need another apology. We need safer neighborhoods and better schools. We need a less punitive criminal justice system. We need affordable health care. And none of these things can be achieved through reparations for slavery.
Listen to him. Listen to him, catcalling, hooting, hollering, booing him, because he points out the fact that we don't need reparations in America. It'll further divide us. It'll create a problem. It'll create more incivility. And he continued. He said it would tear this country apart if reparations were foisted upon the rest of the nation. If one neighbor was forced to pay the other reparations because of some crime that was committed against a long since deceased relative. It's bite 14. Go.
If we were to pay reparations today, we would only divide the country further, making it harder to build the political coalitions required to solve the problems facing black people today. We would insult many black Americans by putting a price on the suffering of their ancestors. And we would turn the relationship between black Americans and white Americans from a coalition into a transaction, from a union between citizens into a lawsuit between plaintiffs and defendants. What we should do is pay reparations to black Americans who actually grew up under Jim Crow and were directly harmed by second-class citizenship, people like my grandparents. But paying reparations to all descendants of slaves is a mistake.
Oh, now he's really got them turning against him. You see, he was supposed to step to the microphone and support their talking points. Coleman Hughes was supposed to step up and say, I believe in reparations, and we should, you know, send a bill to white America because white America is guilty of everything that's ever gone wrong with everybody anywhere on the planet. That's the mindset anyway, right? And in watching the video, you could see the members of Congress, the Democrats, rolling their eyes and dismissing Coleman Hughes. Again, a young writer, a very well-spoken young man who says, listen, I'm a Democrat. I've always voted Democrat, but this is wrong. But it gets worse. Let's go for the closer. Bite 15. Go.
Reparations, by definition, are only given to victims. So the moment you give me reparations, you've made me into a victim without my consent. Not just that, you've made one-third of black Americans who poll against reparations into victims without their consent. And black Americans have fought too long for the right to define themselves, to be spoken for in such a condescending manner. The question is not what America owes me by virtue of my ancestry. The question is what all Americans owe each other by virtue of being citizens of the same nation. And the obligation of citizenship is not transactional. It's not contingent on ancestry. It never expires, and it can't be paid off. For all these reasons, Bill H.R. 40 is a moral and political mistake. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hughes.
To which point he's booed again.
Chill.
You know, there was an echo there of Governor Evan Meekum. You remember him from Arizona? He got run out of office, a governor who back argued against the Martin Luther King holiday, saying we needed to give the black community jobs, not a holiday. And I'm guessing that there'll be some people that compare this young man, Coleman Hughes, to that comment. Of course, Evan Meekum was impeached, run out of office, run down the road, because his comments were openly hostile and out of tune with the rest of the country, including his state. But Coleman Hughes there, I'm guessing the inbox of his email is a fascinating place today. I'm guessing his social media is a fascinating place today since he made those comments and spoke, well, as they like to say, truth to power. The truth is, reparations are a terrible idea. Six, seven generations later, to try to pay off the descendants of those that were violated makes no sense at all. It's H.R. 40, by the way. And again, first put forth by John Conyers. And we will have all of this for you. Go to SteveGruber.com to find out more. Follow us on Facebook, The Steve Gruber Show, on Twitter, on Instagram. It's all there for you. You can also catch the podcast at SteveGruber.com. Don't miss a bit of it. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
Forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country while you work or attend college. In return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.